Today on Real Radio.
America does not have, in fact, let me put it to you this way. A lot of people make fun. We'll turn on maybe the nature show or something and see some guy running around in the jungle with a rabbit in his arm and a spear and wearing a little gourd, right? Uh-huh. And we say, look at that guy. He's primitive. He doesn't know nothing. And it's too bad he's not like us. Well, wait a minute. As that little man walks into his hut, he owns that hut he lives in.
Yeah.
That rabbit is his. He pays no taxes on that rabbit. The spear that he caught the rabbit with is his. Sure. And though he only has a gourd, it's his gourd. In America, we don't own our homes. We don't own our cars.
We're out of our gourd if we think we do.
We are out of our gourd.
I couldn't resist.
That's excellent. But I got to tell you, listen, the American family, the individual American, is more in debt than any other person on the planet per household.
Say.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a crisis. And let's be honest, America's broke. In the last two funding efforts of our war on terrorism in Iraq, the United States government borrowed money from the government of China. That is something that people don't want to hear. China loaned us money to keep our war effort going on two occasions.
Why don't we hear about this?
You know what?
We'll
hear about it at the conference. Personally, I've heard about it on programs like Bloomberg and other financial programs. But let's be honest, people don't want to hear this stuff. And you say, well, Jack, I don't want to hear that now either. Well, listen, we're not telling you this to scare you. We're telling you this to put your hope in Christ, Jesus, rather than collapse and fold emotionally, spiritually, in this time of global crisis, because the Lord is still on his throne, Mike.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, we'll once again step aside from our verse-by-verse series through Ephesians so that we can speak with Pastor Jack, just like what we did last week. We're not in studio. This is just an informal one-on-one here in Pastor Jack's study. And if you're a regular listener to Real Radio, you've likely already figured out what we're about to discuss, the three-day event that begins today here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Pastor Jack, just as a small housekeeping detail, I'll just turn it over to you so you can tell us what it is and what it's all about.
Mike, we are absolutely excited to host once again at Calvary Chapel the Southern California Prophecy Conference, and the subtitle of that conference is Finding Hope in the Global Crisis. And we're very excited about that. And so that's going to be Friday through Sunday afternoon. It's going to start on Friday evening, and it's going to end on Sunday afternoon on February 22nd. And it's going to be right here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. We're so conveniently located. I'm all, kind of sounds like a commercial, Mike, but we are really, God has nestled us amidst some amazing freeways and right here on the border of L.A. County and Orange County and San Bernardino and Riverside counties all come together right where the church is at. So we're encouraging everyone to come on out and to enjoy the conference. In fact, last year, Mike, we had people that come from Canada. They've said they're coming back again. And we've had people as far away also as Newark, New Jersey visit with us. So we're going to look forward to a great conference.
Okay, and we're going to be talking about the speakers in just a couple of minutes. But could you address the subtitle by way of review? We touched upon it a little bit last week, but the subtitle of this conference.
You know, Finding Hope in the Global Crisis, we nailed that topic down quite a while ago, and we didn't realize that the financial crisis that was just beginning to brew with some of the banks, the Fannie Mae thing and the Freddie Mac deal and then the Indy Mac Bank and all the stuff that began to snowball. Well, Mike, we believe the Lord has gone before us on this prophecy conference, because not only with the caliber of speakers that we have, but people need hope. I just recently heard that one of the key investors in America, some big name guy, they're looking for him today, that he possibly committed suicide, left a suicide note because he feels so bad about what's happened regarding this financial crisis. Well, that guy made the news, but what about others who are not making the news, who are losing hope? This prophecy conference is not to freak people out. We are not hosting something to cause people to wig out regarding the times that we're in. The exact opposite. The Bible tells us these things in advance. And Jesus said, I have come that you might have hope.
That's the operative term.
Absolutely. So rather than freak out and panic at a time like this, the believer in the Word of God, we need to dive in more than ever to find out what does it say to my time and the age in which I live. That's why, listen, unlike any other religious book in the world, the Bible is the book you can run to when there's a crisis because the answers are there. Frankly, you can't get that out of any other religious book, period, bar none. And so you're looking at the scriptures as the answer, and we're going to be doing that in a tremendous way with a great lineup of speakers. And, you know, these are terrible times in a way, Mike, but our church, like many others, are starting to swell with people coming, wanting to find hope.
Okay, you're calling it terrible times. The word crisis is used in its subtitle of the prophecy conference. Is it really a crisis? That seemed like it was a real overused term during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, well, this is actually meat and potatoes in my house kind of stuff. When you've got people, as I know as a pastor, who in your church are losing their homes, they're losing their jobs. Just recently, I heard again on the news that this has been the largest layoff of the American workforce in American history. That's a crisis. When you have $850 billion now being addressed by Congress as not enough money to bail us out. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian family, that's a crisis. When you have institutions collapsing that were fiber of the American culture, you're looking at the possible collapse of Bank of America and these other institutions, General Motors, Ford, all of these. Oh, you're talking about icons of American prosperity and industrial concept and capitalism folding. That's a crisis.
Okay, well, what about the person who's listening? Saying, yeah, well, I'm a believer, but I'm also an American, and America is a great country. The government has plenty of money. They can bail out these institutions, automakers and banks, and I see the look on your face. It looks like you really want to address this.
Listen, America does not have... In fact, let me put it to you this way. A lot of people make fun. We'll turn on maybe the nature show or something and see some guy running around in the jungle with a rabbit in his arm and a spear and wearing a little gourd, right? Uh-huh. And we say, look at that guy. He's primitive. He doesn't know nothing. And it's too bad he's not like us. Well, wait a minute. As that little man walks into his hut, he owns that hut he lives in.
Yeah.
That rabbit is his. He pays no taxes on that rabbit. The spear that he caught the rabbit with is his. Sure. And though he only has a gourd, that's his gourd. In America, we don't own our homes. We don't own our cars.
We're out of our gourd if we think we do.
We are out of our gourd.
I couldn't resist.
That's excellent. But I got to tell you, listen, the American family, the individual American, is more in debt than any other person on the planet per household.
Say.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a crisis. And let's be honest, America's broke. In the last two funding efforts of our war on terrorism in Iraq, the United States government borrowed money from the government of China. That is something that people don't want to hear. China loaned us money to keep our war effort going on two occasions.
Why don't we hear about this?
You know what?
We will hear about it if we can.
We'll hear about it at the conference. Personally, I've heard about it on programs like Bloomberg and other financial programs. But let's be honest, people don't want to hear this stuff. And you say, well, Jack, I don't want to hear that now either. Well, listen, we're not telling you this to scare you. We're telling you this to put your hope in Christ, Jesus, rather than collapse and fold emotionally, spiritually, in this time of global crisis. Because the Lord is still on his throne, Mike.
Okay, we have a new presidency. Isn't that something to put hope in? Of course,
absolutely.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, let's be honest. I like to put it this way. Our hope is not in the White House. Our hope is in God's house. Mm-hmm. And the reason why there's hope in God's house is because God's house ought to have the Bible. And it should be a house of prayer. The government will never bring the answers. In fact, when God, the Lord God, becomes less and less prevalent in a culture, government becomes bigger. It's the replacement of the big G, God, with the little g, government. When God is no longer in attendance in a country, as I believe he's been asked to leave America by our jurisdictions, by our rulings, by our attitude. When we ask God to leave, what do we lean upon? Well, we'll lean upon the little g. We'll lean upon government. Government becomes our God. If you look to Barack Obama or the president that will be after him, should the Lord tarry, as a savior, as the Messiah, as the Redeemer, you know, Mike, that's kind of scary because the Bible talks about the last days. There's going to be a political leader come into the world who the world will look at as its Messiah. Of course, I'm speaking about the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to be extremely intelligent, extremely persuasive, and a very, very prominent global man who will bring peace to the Middle East, the Bible tells us, and will somehow drop a 7-year peace treaty with Israel's neighbors. And of course, we all know today how hostile Israel's neighbors are to her existence.
Are Israel's neighbors going to be addressed by any of the speakers at the conference?
Israel's neighbors are going to be addressed several times, no doubt, by the speakers. I'm certain that Paul McGuire, as he's one of our guest speakers, he's going to be addressing the issue regarding a coming one-world religion and how that's going to play into Israel's neighbors. Of course, Dr. David Hawking with what's going on in the Middle East.
Touched on him last time.
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Ed Heinz is going to be talking about, is the Antichrist alive today? What are the indicators? Could he be alive today, the Antichrist? Well, he's going to be talking about that. And so we have a great lineup of speakers, but I got to tell you, one of the guys that we've got speaking, our listeners are going to be excited to hear, is Mark Hitchcock. And Mark Hitchcock is going to be speaking on, in fact, he's got a book coming out momentarily by this title, The Late Great United States. And Mark is going to be addressing how we cannot continue as a nation, and this is just based upon history, world history. You can't continue as a nation when you do the things that our nation, our society is doing. We will collapse.
And he gets into specifics?
He gets into specifics. Now, granted, he's only going to have 55 minutes.
Yeah.
But listen, to all those who will be in attendance, it will be a riveting 55 minutes.
You know, we addressed this in our last broadcast a week ago here on Real Radio. The registration fee has been waived.
Yeah, this conference has always cost the person in attendance because just of the magnitude of expense. And even with the cost that we've charged from the conferences, as a church, we've always suffered a financial loss, but that's okay. That's okay. It's like a missions outreach for us. The information is more important
than
the
money.
Absolutely. But in light of this global crisis, the fee was $50 until just very recently. We wound up redoing as much as possible all of the websites, and with tens of thousands of flyers we had reworked. Because it was a $50 fee, and now it's free. And what I'll tell you, Mike, I'm concerned for this reason. We have waived the fee, but at least for people in Southern California, we often think if something's free, it must be junky.
Yeah.
It must be no good if it's free.
Wrong.
And I want everybody to know, Calvary Chapel Chino Hills is gladly going to take the hit financially for this conference so that you, the listener, will come and be fed some tremendous information with your Bible open and your ears tuned in, because it's more important for us during this crisis that you be well taught rather than us make a couple of nickels.
Okay, is this just information to get people scared or to drive them more to their knees? What is the purpose of getting this information out?
No, it's to do the opposite. It's to bring them hope. We need people to be filled with hope today. Too many people are losing hope. A lot of people, maybe, listening, the election didn't go the way that they wanted, and they're very upset about that. Listen, your hope is in Jesus Christ, my friend. Your hope is in God. Well, maybe this issue or that situation, maybe you've lost your job and you feel like ending it all, or where is God at a time like this?
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's going to be addressed at this conference, and you need to come. This is going to be very unique. Personally, and I'm not saying this because we're hosting it, I think this is going to be the premier conference of the year because of the timing of the events and the speakers and what they're going to be addressing. I believe your Christianity deserves this conference.
I'm looking at the list of speakers here. Isn't Jack Hibbs one of the speakers as well? And if so, what's he going to be addressing?
Yeah, he's just a throwaway guy. He's just going to warm people up. But he's going to be talking about what are the last days, of course, from the Bible. The last days are referenced from Old Testament to New Testament. What are they? What are the last days? And why should I care? Too many Christians today, Mike, don't want to know about Bible prophecy. They think it's scary. The exact opposite's true. We need to know why the Bible references the last days, why 27% of the Bible is prophetic teaching.
Is this why Messiah said, "Behold, I've told you in advance"?
Oh, absolutely.
I've given you information before it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Jesus went on to say in Luke 21:36, after he gave the tremendous discourse of the last day's perils and events, not only leading up to the tribulation period, but the tribulation period itself, then Jesus says in Luke 21:36, pray that you'll be found accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming to pass, that you might stand before the Son of Man. Of course, Mike, that's an awesome declaration of what Jesus spoke about in John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3, where Jesus said there, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go now," and this is key, "I go now to prepare a place for you, that where I am," well, he's in heaven right now, "there you may be also." So this is a tremendous statement. He's going to come again and receive us unto himself. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18 makes this clear. So when we see the events taking place around the globe right now happening, what should we do? My friend, as Jesus said, look up, as the scriptures announce, look up, for your redemption draws near. These are great days for the believer.
Okay, what about this issue of prophecy? I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime, but prophecy has been attacked from different angles. As a matter of fact, one of those angles is that it just doesn't seem to be real popular anymore, and we should concentrate more on worship or getting the unchurched churched and things like that.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because the Bible warned, Jesus warned, the apostles warned collectively that in the last days, first of all, when he returns, would there be faith on the earth? And the other thing is, Peter warned us that in the last days there would be scoffers arising, saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Right? So when someone today mocks the hope of the rapture or Bible prophecy, little do they know that they're actually fulfilling prophecy by mocking it at a time like this.
Right.
I mean, literally, it's almost funny if it wasn't so sad. But the truth of the matter is, I believe that there's going to be a smaller and smaller segment of what is called the believer truly looking for the coming of the Lord. And I think it's, Mike, a byproduct of churches that avoid studying the prophetic teachings of the Bible. They won't read or study the book of Revelation. They won't go to Isaiah or Ezekiel.
It's almost like they're scared of it.
And that's just, frankly, bluntly, sloppy teaching, maybe that has gotten into the veins of pastors today that want to avoid this stuff, where, again, so much of the Bible is made up of Bible prophecy. And again, Bible prophecy sets our scriptures out and apart from the Quran, for example, where the Quran has no prophecy. And for the areas that Muslims say that it does, there's only a couple of statements that's lifted from the book of Isaiah, you know?
Exactly.
And so it's actually hilarious, but the Bible is the proven book of Bible prophecy.
Okay, you are listening to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs, and in fact, we do have just a few minutes left as we talk about this Southern California Bible Prophecy Conference here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. We do have a list of speakers here, and we have touched on some of them, but could you please expound on, for instance, Mark Hitchcock? What is he going to be doing?
Mark Hitchcock, as we mentioned earlier in one of our get-togethers, Mike, he's going to be talking about the late, great United States. And Mark is a graduate from law school and worked for the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals. Mark is pastor of Faith Bible Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. And Mark has authored several books related to end-time events, Bible prophecy. And he's just a tremendous, tremendous brother. And a great debater also, I might add. Mark can really hold his own.
Oh, good. I love a good debate. What about David Reagan?
Dr. David Reagan is a tremendous scholar of the Bible. David Reagan has been around for years. He's the founder of Lamb and Lion Ministries. And my goodness, he started that way back in 1980. And he continues to serve as the senior evangelist for that global ministry. He travels the world. He's also a tremendous tour guide, leader, a host for tours throughout the Bible lands in the Middle East and Israel, particularly. But his radio and his television program is seen around the world. And very, very wonderful brother. I got to tell you, he's an elderly gentleman who, and I state it this way, I am embarrassed, Mike, at his physical and spiritual zeal for Christ. I look like a dead man next to Dr. David Reagan. This guy loves the Lord and the Word of God. And our listeners, those who choose to attend, are going to be super blessed to hear him.
Well, now you're talking about all these authors, speakers. It seems like, dare I say, a miracle to get this caliber of speakers under one roof during one entire weekend.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, the Lord has blessed our conferences each year. And among the speakers that are out there, we're very humbled and blessed to be able to enjoy the fact, Mike, that our conference is starting to raise some eyebrows in that people want to come and speak at it. And so we're very blessed by that. So we've got, for example, Dr. Tim LaHaye, who speaks around the world.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim LaHaye said, hey, why didn't you invite me to your conference last year? Well, listen, I honestly, oh me of little faith, I left Dr. Tim LaHaye out because I didn't think we could get him. Listen, our God is big, and I'm obviously very small, and we've got Tim LaHaye this year.
And the Almighty worked it out.
Amen.
Okay. You are listening to Real Radio right now. There's also Journey with Jack Hibbs, that is an internet television program, and soon, Lord willing, to go on satellite, possibly DirecTV, we don't know. But why these media outreaches? Why are they so important?
Yeah, Mike, I first of all believe that if we're praying that God is going to tell us what to do for the future, our God is before future. He is beyond time and
space.
It's
offered, yeah.
So having that belief and found, you know, leaning on that from the Bible, this is exciting for us. For those of you who support Real Radio in this vision, getting the Word of God out via radio, to some people might seem a little almost barbaric, but listen, a lot of the world still listens to radio. A lot of people don't realize that. However, we want to be ahead of what's coming. We want to be ready. And so when we talk, as you just said, regarding internet television, you see, maybe the listener's saying, internet television. Listen, this is the way to go. Maybe you as a listener, you're not aware of, but Real Radio is getting ready for that new technology that's coming probably within the next 5 years. For those of you who know, remember, there used to be ABC, NBC, and CBS, and that was it.
The big three.
Yeah, the big three. Then more stations came online. Then cable. Then satellite TV. And now we're looking at what's going to put cable and satellite TV out of business. It's going to be internet television.
Video on demand.
Video on demand.
Right now.
Internet TV around the world. You can be in the middle of the Mojave Desert and open up your laptop and watch a TV program without a dish, without anything else. And this is the direction we're going. And we are well underway. We've got, as you mentioned, these programs regarding Journey and his channel and these other programs where God is blessing. So when we named the program Real Radio, that's in our mind, is that Real Radio for us is always now. It's always present. It is a timeless name because it's a timeless gospel that we have.
And dealing with real issues
real
as
issues
well.
Real issues, every day.
Okay, well, thank you, Pastor Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio. A recently recorded informal discussion regarding the three-day event that begins today here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. The Southern California Prophecy Conference. We were able to duck into Pastor Jack's study and spend a few minutes with him so he could tell us more about the event. Remember, it's all weekend long, and it's free. We have decided to waive the registration fee of $50 that we had last year. A total of 9 heavy-hitting speakers or contributors. These include Paul McGuire, David Hawking, Jack Hibbs, Ed Heinsohn, Britt Merrick, Mark Hitchcock, David Reagan, Bob McEwen, and Tim LaHaye. To learn more, including location, directions, certainly a brief overview of each speaker and his particular focus, visit SoCalProphecyConference.com. SoCalProphecyConference.com. The site provides you with all the information you need about the Southern California Prophecy Conference, including the fact that there is no registration fee this year. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills
wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.